Good afternoon. Clouds will hang on tough across interior New York and New England through the afternoon, and we'll have a chilly north breeze keeping temperatures in the 40s across the region, even some 30s in the northern parts of New York and New England, closer to the Canadian border. At the same time, a wave of low pressure approaching from the west will increase the chances for showers throughout the region, even some snow showers across the higher terrain as we get into the latter part of the afternoon. As that low pressure wave moves through tonight, more clouds and showers possible with areas of fog and temperatures dropping back into the 30s. Tomorrow will be a chilly, damp day with a northeast wind keeping temperatures in the 30s and lower 40s. We'll have a lot of clouds and scattered showers in the morning with a steadier rain developing through the afternoon and into the evening. In fact, as temperatures cool later in the day and after sunset, some locations, especially across the higher terrain, may transition to some wet snowflakes. There also is a chance for some sleet and freezing rain in spots before the precipitation moves out late on Wednesday night. Another round of light showers are possible on Thursday under mostly cloudy skies as a warm front moves back through the region. Temperatures still, though, will be stuck in the 40s for afternoon highs. It'll continue to warm on Thursday night and into the day on Friday. We'll push past the 50s and into the 60s. At this point, though, a cold front will approach from the west and scattered showers and even some thunderstorms will be possible by the end of the day. Finally, we'll change the weather pattern around heading into the upcoming weekend. Behind the cold front, things will clear out nicely with a good amount of sunshine on Saturday and mostly sunny skies on Sunday. Highs both days will be in the middle to upper 50s, pushing back into the lower 60s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories and winter storm warnings have been issued for the Sierra Nevada Mountains in California and the Wasatch Range in Utah. Across the highest terrain, as much as 1 to 1.5 feet of snow is possible. Meanwhile, critical fire weather conditions will be in place with a very dry air mass across much of the southwest. Temperatures are forecast to warm into the 80s and 90s across parts of the region, and with wind gusts near 40 miles per hour and the relative humidity values in the single digits, rapid growth and spread is likely with any fires that start. And these conditions will remain in place through the middle of the week. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 94 degrees at Childress, Texas, to a low of 20 below zero at Big Black River in Maine. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, temperatures falling through the 50s, Boston cloudy with showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo, cloudy with a few showers and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 55 degrees, the average low, 34. The record high, 87, set in 2010 and in 1991, and the record low, 13, in 1982. Sunrise this morning was at 6:28 a.m., sunset this evening 7:28 p.m., 13 hours of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with a few rain or snow showers today and highs in the lower to mid-40s. Cloudy with a few snow showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the lower 50s. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s to around 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with scattered showers today and highs right around 50. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the upper 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 40s. Cloudy with more showers tonight and lows in the mid to upper 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy, cool, chilly north breeze with showers likely and a steadier rain late in the day. highs right around 40. Showers tomorrow evening, some wet snow possible, also some sleet and freezing rain. Highs on Thursday in the mid-40s with more showers around in the afternoon. Back into the lower 60s on Friday, mostly cloudy, breezy, milder, scattered showers and late-day thunderstorms possible. And then back to sunshine for the weekend for both Saturday and Sunday, highs in the mid to upper 50s and even lower 60s by Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.